A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went out into the hills to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God. When day came, he summoned his disciples and picked out 12 of them. He called them apostles: Simon, whom he called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. He then came down with them and stopped at a piece of level ground, where there was a large gathering of his disciples with a great crowd of people, from all parts of Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon, who come to hear him and be cured of their diseases. People tormented by unclean spirits were also cured. And everyone in the crowd was trying to touch him because power came out of him that could cure them all. The Gospel of the Lord. It's Sunday night, the 9th of September, here in Glasgow, and I've just finished watching the closing ceremony of the Paralympics. The Paralympics, as they're called, are the Olympics for people with various physical handicaps. It actually started in Britain in 1948, Stoke Mandeville Hospital, a great complex which works with people with various disabilities, usually sustained through injuries. It's been quite an impressive contest. It is a contest, they're real fighters, these people, containing sports like wheelchair rugby, which I think was invented to prove wrong those people who said rugby couldn't possibly be more dangerous. And while it's inspiring, it raises questions. Particularly it raises a question about prayer, about its purpose, what's it for. All these people are doing things which they do through their willpower, through their commitment. Then the last part of the ceremony was singing a song, I'm not sure which, but the chorus was, "Open your mind. Don't achieve things unless you think you can. Always starts in the mind." But then, does that need prayer? And how does prayer work? Today's gospel has a very beautiful phrase to my mind that most translations shy from translating fully. It doesn't actually say that Jesus spent the night praying to God. It said he was spending the night in the prayer of God. I've seen something more profound. God is Trinity, in a sense, is prayer. It's what God is. Not that God prays, but prayer is that openness to one another, which is permanent and yielding in God, utterly full, utterly self-giving, utterly receiving. If we think of God as prayer, that's an analogy, but it's not a bad one. And to pray is to be in the prayer of God. Now, prayer doesn't always work. St. Augustine pointed out long ago that, in fact, if prayer worked all the time, then everybody would become Christians. If there was a coin in the slot, we'd just do it. Conversely, prayer doesn't always fail. What prayer actually does is bring us into the heart of God. So it becomes a companionship. It's from prayer that we achieve things. It's from prayer we reach out to other people. Prayer is not lonely. Christ, all night in the desert, was not alone because he spent the night in the prayer of God. And immediately that prayer leads to community, to gathering, to people, or people coming to him, touching him. It leads to his gathering of the apostles to give shape to the way we reach out to each other. No one can touch the whole world, but we can touch people who touch people. We can know people who know people. We can love people who love people. And he spreads through the world, just as the power comes out of him. In fact, it is the power of Jesus coming out of him, through us. And the Paralympics themselves are showing that we are meant to reach out, to go further, to achieve. And in fact, many of these Paralympics are openly willing to proclaim their faith and their hope. There's no reason to think they do it on their own. But if they do it in prayer, it doesn't mean to say they're necessarily going to be better athletes. It just means that they won't feel that they're simply extending themselves. It means that in their prayer they're doing what they do with God, with his people. There is no less solitary action than prayer. No one is alone in prayer, because prayer makes us reach out to all that God has, all that God possesses, all that God loves, all his people, all his children. Christ alone in the desert was never less alone. Prayer is not for loners.